All right, y'all. Welcome, man. Welcome in, Patreon. Thank y'all so much. I hope you're watching Churchy. Stream that up Churchy. For your boy.
Today.
Tony. Today.
Today.
As I live and breathe. All right. Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast with Kev on stage and...
Tony Baker.
Tony Baker, man. Mm-hmm. We just made this podcast up because we're friends and we wanted to do a podcast together. And I don't care how many podcasts there are in the world. Watch another one. Listen to another one. There's never enough content in the world.
Back up in this.
All right. Today's episode, we kicking it off. We are ranking. And we ranking them.
Okay.
From
top to bottom.
Top to bottom.
With the side.
Everyone.
Spinoffs.
Movies?
In this. With the spinoffs. The spinoffs included?
Spinoffs included.
Okay.
Top 10? Top 5?
Wait, is it?
Is there enough for 10?
Or if we ranking all of them, we just rank them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're ranking Rocky villains. Do you got them queued up? You got all the villains queued up?
I know the villains.
You know the villains? All right, let's hear it, man.
I got it.
Let
in my
Tony
brain.
Lead this, man.
But I'm fumbling the names on the Creed joints.
Wait, we talking about. Oh, you mean.
That's what I mean.
Oh, I mean where Rocky is the fighter.
Oh, okay. All right. So just
Rocky is the fighter.
Oh, I know all these fighters. Okay.
No. The most recent one? No. Because he didn't fight. Oh, you mean the last one that he fought? Yes. But not. Adonis Creed.
We're not doing Creed.
Nah, although Jonathan Majors' villain was great, but no. Just okay. Rocky's villain.
Just the Rock. We're ranking the Rocky villains.
Rocky villains in the Rocky movies.
Okay. Let's get it.
All right. Well, first up, who we got? Let's just get the names out.
We're going to name them all.
All right.
Apollo Creed.
Oh, snap. He is the villain.
Yeah.
He becomes the friend.
For the first two, is him.
I totally forgot because they become friends.
Right.
Apollo Creed. I'm all messed up already. Because Creed is a villain in the first two.
Apollo Creed is the Rocky villain.
And y'all forget Rocky lost in Rocky 1.
Yep.
He did so good, we forget. He lost. That's why Creed was pissed off.
Yeah.
Okay, Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed twice.
Okay.
Clubber Lang.
Oh, I love Clubber. Okay.
Drago.
Yep.
Tommy.
I hated Tommy.
Tommy Gunn.
He turned his back on Rocky. Fought him in the alley. Bare knuckle fisticuffs.
Bare knuckle.
All right.
And what's his name? It's not Antonio Tarver, is it?
It is Tarver.
And that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wait. Wasn't there like 7 movies?
No. Rocky Balboa was the last Rocky.
So he fought Creed in 1 and 2, Clubber Lane.
He also fought Hulk Hogan in Rocky 3, if you want to get technical.
Let's throw Hogan in there at the bottom. So 3 is Clubber Lang is the early villain. No, Clubber Lang is the villain in 3.
Yeah.
Because Clubber Lang was...
Clubber Lang was going for the jugular.
He wasn't,
I ain't going to be your friend after this. I ain't Apollo Creed. Now, I ain't your friend. I'll show your wife a good time. I'll show Adrian what a real man look like. Rocky Balboa, you tell Adrian to come on down to where I'm at.
Clubber Lang is who Rocky becomes in Rocky 4. Because he got to get out the mud in Rocky 4 in Russia.
Yeah.
Clubber Lang was in the basement with no equipment.
Right.
Rocky was all Ferrari'd out.
He was rich then.
He was...
This is before, what's his name, squandered the money.
Before he squandered the money.
Man.
Clubber Lang was like, man, Big James Cleveland.
Big James Cleveland, dog.
Okay.
Lane, man.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. D.
All right, so let's go bottom up.
Okay.
Right?
Tommy is at the bottom. Let's get it out the
even
way.
Even worse
right
than
here,
we got to keep Talk Hogan in.
Oh.
The exhibition.
Tommy.
Even Tommy for that.
Tommy, then Hulk Hogan, and then.
Why you hate Tommy so bad?
I mean, it was just Rocky 5 is just bottom tier. Easily the worst Rocky. Easily the worst Rocky. And it was just like, I just didn't like how he turned on Rocky.
It didn't feel like it was warranted.
No, it wasn't.
Like, I was like,
there was no build up to it. There was nothing to make it believable why Tommy would turn on Rocky.
Yeah. I was just like, wait, what? Why?
Yeah. Right.
It was like you're right here in the streets. It's like a Street Fighter background. People was like,
back. Touch me in our suit.
Oh, now that part was funny.
Touch me in our suit.
He looked just like Don King.
He did. Touch me in our suit.
You got Tommy at the very bottom, including Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, no disrespect to Tommy in real life. He passed away. Rest in peace. But, man,
Get him out of here.
Get him up out of here.
With
man.
All that being said, get him the hell out of here. All right, who's next? It got to be Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, man.
Yeah.
That was silly. That was a circus in that movie. What the hell is going on here? And then you don't realize how big Hulk Hogan is until you see him with a normal, shorter,
yeah.
You know, Sylvester Stallone was not tall. But when we see Hulk Hogan, growing up watching Hulk Hogan, them other wrestlers was big.
Yeah.
And you see him fight Andre the Giant, Hulk Hogan looked minuscule.
He is the David in that
man.
Equation.
But then when you see Hulk Hogan in the Rocky ring, you're like, wait, Hulk Hogan is that tall? Claude, have mercy.
Hulk Hogan came in with the body, with the size yes. from the jump.
Man,
I was a kid. I was like, he's really confident.
He was like, look, this, there's nothing in the middle in the upper back.
When he was in court, he had his professional black durag. He said, I can't go with the red and yellow Hulkamania right. for court. It's serious. I got to get the, you know what I'm saying, the tablecloth black.
Remember he was coloring his...
For Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Like, all right, man, look out, man.
Get with the...
We know what you do.
Oh, brother, Your Honor, you know what I'm saying? I'll see you in your chambers.
Your Honor, brother, I'm a woman. I know, sister, brother, listen. The case in question, brother.
Oh, snap. All right, so Hogan's number, he's second worst. So we got to go Tarver next,
Tarver,
right?
Tarver, yeah.
Tarver, he's just not really memorable as a villain.
No.
He's just a real boxer that I knew was a boxer.
Yeah.
But story-wise, I was just like, cool, man, well, Antonio Tarver.
It's cool they got a real boxer, and it was like, you know, but there was no real, there was really no real beef on it.
No.
It
no.
Was just like, they said, you know, Rocky could statistically beat you.
And it was just like.
And then just like, I'll take him on. And then exhibition.
That was
an exhibition.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care at all,
man. Stakes was low.
I was just watching Rocky because I watched Rocky.
Right.
I never even, didn't even have a phone. I was looking at my phone in the future. I was like, this is going to be crazy, man.
And it was a nice redemption from Rocky V.
It was better than Rocky. I remember Rocky V was like. Not only is it a bad movie,
yeah.
Rocky IV is my personal favorite Rocky movie.
Mine too.
The drop off made V feel way worse.
Yeah,
because you have Drago. The Cold War, we was really afraid of Russia at that time. It was always like, you know, the war pit in Cuba.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Stakes was high.
Cold
man.
War wasn't that far away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like I don't know how many years was it in between four and five?
Four and five. Yes. Rocky V was 1990. Rocky IV was 87.
Okay, so it was not long enough to be that bad.
No.
But
no, because they had gaps like that in between, like, I think it was a couple years between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
There was a couple more years, maybe 3 between 2 and 3.
Yep.
And then probably the biggest gap was, up until that point, was between 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And then.
So I was still hyped.
Yeah.
And in the Tommy angle, I was just like, yeah, you probably, I remember being like, y'all don't need.
I like the fact that it was a street fight.
That was the only thing.
But it was.
But I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care. And I hated Tommy. Even when Tommy was on his side.
Yeah.
Tommy was not likable as a character.
Nah, I just didn't like Tommy, man.
He had the mullet and stuff.
Yeah.
He would have called you a nigga for sure.
For sure, man. I can see it happening.
For sure.
Then he'll knock you out when you don't do something about it. Hey, who you calling the... Because he was knocking cats out in real life.
He was a loose cannon, man.
He was.
For real.
He was wild. He was a wild boy, dog.
I did remember feeling bad for Rocky. I was like, you cannot fight this dude. He's young.
I always feel bad for Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
Rocky Balboa is such a nice guy, man.
Yes.
As a character,
he's a lovable loof.
Yeah.
And then he gets beat up.
Oh, man.
That's why the Creed movies... Low-key, did he win an Oscar for one of them?
He got nominated
okay.
for the first Creed.
The punched up, older Rocky,
yeah.
I lost it all,
yeah.
Don't even want to do this anymore. Sylvester Stallone played that role.
Oh, for sure.
Perfectly. Mm-hmm. I remember being like, man, this dude,
when
his
he
life
lost it all,
sucks.
It was like, dang.
And he never got it back good.
Not really, no.
It's really a tragic story with a little piece of good.
He was rich.
How did he get lost? What was it, gambling?
Yep.
Gambling?
Gambling and squandering and making bad deals.
Bad investment.
His brother-in-law was trash. His brother-in-law was trash from the jump.
He was. He was treating Adrian terrible.
Tough.
We just rewatched it with the boys. We had to stop because there's some non-consensual stuff that wouldn't fly today.
Mm.
When Rocky goes to Adrian's apartment, he puts his hand on the door, blocks her. Just give me a kiss, man. Give me a kiss. The boys were like, hey, we were taught. It was cringe city talk.
Wait, Rocky was saying that to
Rocky
Adrian?
Blocks her.
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, I just want to, you ain't got to go nowhere. Just give me a kiss. Come on.
Were they already together?
No. This is the first date.
Oh, man.
And he goes to kiss her. She's like, and he's like, no, I'll take it. And the kids were like, come on, man. Isaiah looked at us. He's like, man, when was this made?
Yeah.
I was like, 70s. 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 This is okay.
Different time, man.
I was like, Rocky.
Man was just taking it then. They was just like, no, you go give me this.
He went at the door block.
I know you shy.
I paused it. I was like, now listen, boys, this is what we talk about consent. Because he obviously, she does not want to be here.
Right.
You never want to block her in. Man. This is a crime.
Tough.
This is a crime. So we just.
She had social anxiety the whole time.
She did. We didn't go back to it.
This is who Adrian was. Crippling shyness.
Crippling.
He like, yeah.
Terrible.
Hey, Rocky.
All right, who we got next? This is where it's going to get tough. We got Drago, Clubber Lang, and Creed.
I'm going to go Drago.
Next?
Yeah. Cause
over Clubber Lang?
Because outside of him actually killing Apollo Creed and him
it
being
was
heartless. Man.
Really? You couldn't take it? Dog, the thing that messed me up about the thing about that scene, that was an exhibition bout.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a scheduled for 12. It was supposed to be three rounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he and the black dude.
Oh yeah. Throw the towel. Throw the damn towel, man. We always use that meme, man. Throw the damn towel.
Oh, man.
But outside of the way Drago was set up, his minimal personality there. It's like, if he dies, he dies. It's just, this is what we do. I like Drago better in the Creed movies because we get to see him as a human
That's
being.
That's a good
but
point.
It, but it was just like, as I a villain, the stakes, of course, are
That's
there.
What I was going to say.
The stakes are, yeah.
And the intimidation factor.
Yeah.
Because of like Drago was like towering or like Clubber Lang and Creed, like obviously they're better boxers,
right?
But they were like not physically imposing to Rocky. So when he was fighting Creed, I was like, this is believable.
Right.
When Drago was fighting him, I was like, he killed Creed. Who was
Creed.
A better boxer than Rocky.
Yeah.
But now he's a murderous exhibitioner killer. But also, if I'm being honest, that's the first Rocky movie I saw.
Okay.
And then I went back. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But I won't argue because I feel like Clubber Lang
is killing him in personality, though, man. Clubber Lang was just, he busted out of the pages of the script. It was just
And
like,
Mr. T was at his apex.
This is what made him a star.
Yes. First of all, he was so good, like as an actor.
Yeah.
And even more than the A-Team. I love the A-Team.
Yeah.
B.A. Baracus, big fan.
Right.
But as Clubber Lang, I was like, this man is, he's hell-bent.
We had to get more of him. We was like, yo, I need more Mr. T.
He was coming to the press conferences.
Yeah.
He wasn't waiting his turn.
I believe
He was
it.
Like, nah, man, shut up, fight me now. He's like, hey, man. He had the Mr. T haircut.
Yeah. I was like, yo, this dude is wild.
Man. I love Drago, though.
Drago is great. He's a great villain, but he's one note.
He's a robot.
Yeah. He is a robot. And he had all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I think what I love about it, and I agree personality-wise, the stakes seem the highest with Drago.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We lost somebody.
We lost somebody.
For the first time, somebody died.
Yes.
Well, not. I mean, I think Mickey died, in like
the third one.
But he wasn't murdered. It was just like he was
Rocky
old.
Lost.
We knew it was coming.
Right.
But
and then Drago had no remorse for the murder.
Yeah, if he dies, he dies.
I said, oh, like, Rocky, you got to get him, man.
This is cold.
What year was that? 90?
Well, for Rocky IV? 87?
Was it?
86 or 87?
Rocky IV was 85.
It was 85?
Yeah, and then the Rocky V was 90-90.
Oh, so that was a big gap.
Yeah, that was a five. Everything has 3 years except for Rocky IV and V.
That's Rocky IV is older than I thought it was.
Dang, my aunt had all these movies on.
That's 85.
VHS.
Dang, I was thinking it was 87. But now that I think about it,
I'm going to go with you.
Also, Eye of the Tiger theme song was pretty great in that movie, too. That definitely helped.
Rocky. Wait, Eye of the Tiger's in Rocky III?
No, that's four.
That's four.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where Rocky was the most, I was the most in.
That's my favorite Rocky.
He was like, man, I'm going to Russia.
Yeah.
I'm chopping trees. Mm-hmm. I'm running through the snow. I'm all alone. Yeah. He didn't even have nobody in the camp with him. He was dolo in Russia. Like, I'm about to take, it's very much Miracle on Ice. Mm-hmm. We going against the Soviets. Like, you know what I'm saying? It had all those elements.
It was 80s for sure.
And then Drago had the tall Russian wife.
Oh, yeah. Bridget Nielsen.
Man, I liked her.
Bridget Nielsen, she was the woman of the moment.
Didn't he marry her, Rocky?
I think that was they were
together.
He married her for him. He was like, girl, now listen, I'm gonna take everything.
Let me get in on the love for the rich. Hey, what we trying to do?
All right, so I feel like you're gonna go Clubber Lang next.
Clubber Lang,
you got to go Clubber.
Yep, Clubber Lang is next.
Clubber Lang got to go.
He that number two spot, dog. And of course,
and Creed.
Apollo Creed is number one.
Oh, what a great.
Because he morphed into, like I always say, the best villains have layers.
Yeah.
And he went from villain to a great friend, to a mentor, to a partner. It was just, and he got he is the reason for the spinoff. And I was rooting for Apollo Creed.
Were you?
Yeah.
In the first
one? I was
just
like, man, I like Apollo Creed. I don't want him to lose. So it was like
the movie's written for you to like Rocky. Tony's like, man, watch out, man. I'm on the train.
It was hard for me to root against Apollo Creed.
He was so mad at Rocky when he just got close.
Yeah,
he was like, fight him again. I need it right now. I got it. Then he lost.
Yeah.
Also, rest in peace, Carl Weathers, man. Carl Weathers was an amazing actor. One of my favorite things he was when he was in Happy Gilmore.
Oh yeah,
with the hand.
No, that was so funny.
Those type of gags. Too old for them.
He was using that hand, and that made it so funny to me. He was like, he got me, but I got his eye though. He was tapping the jar.
The hand was so big, man.
It was a bad hand. Because it made his arm look super long in the sweater. Like, who gave him this hand?
Dog, I was crying at that.
Chubbs Peterson.
He was in that movie a lot, too.
He was.
He was always in the back.
Yep.
He was the mentor, wasn't he?
Yeah. Something was always happening to that hand throughout the movie. It got crushed when he tried to shake it, and he was gluing it back together. And then it got knocked off and then run over, and then he had to piece it back together.
God.
Come on, man. There is no tomorrow. That line from Apollo Creed, there is no tomorrow. You felt that in your spirit.
Man, he was also really good. Was it Predator he was in?
Yes. Yeah. Jackson.
Him and Arnold have the strong handshake.
I use that so often.
Oh, top 10 GIFs.
I use that.
I send it to Black today, like, who is the white man? I'm Carl Weathers in the GIF. Whoever sends it's Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Because he's got the smile. Also, thick stash, man.
Oh, yeah.
Carl
for sure.
Weathers came in with the 80s.
He reminded me of my dad, man.
He had that, like,
yeah.
That's your father's, that mustache full of coffee and regret.
Yep. He was a man. He was a man.
That was a man.
He was a man. Action Jackson, man. He had vanity with him. She was fine as hell. He flipping over taxi cabs. It was just great.
Yeah.
Carl Weathers.
You know what?
Man.
Since we're here, let's just do the Creed villains separately.
Okay.
Just not Rocky's boss. So Creed, we got what? He had Drago's son was the second Creed.
The second Creed.
Okay. So Drago number two, which basically he did the same thing his dad had without the Russia thing. First one,
he lost
Danny Wheeler. And he just got beat up in the
gym.
Victor
Drago is the guy.
Yeah, Victor Drago is the son. Who's the villain? So the third one is Jonathan Majors' character, Dominic,
Ricky,
I believe.
Ricky Conlon is the first movie.
Who?
Ricky Conlon?
Oh, sure is. He was a real boxer, I think, too.
So we put him last.
Yeah, he's out of here.
Yeah, he already last.
Yeah. Drago, his son had the same setup without the Flair.
Same setup as what?
Like the son of Drago versus son of Creed, but we didn't have the Russia.
Yeah. It went versus, for like an MMA feel.
Yes.
They were for underdogs sure. for sure. Yeah. So now, you know, when they were gearing up to fight Creed, you were sympathetic to them. Because mm-hmm. it was gritty where they were training and,
yeah.
you know, the family shunned them and, you know, ousted yeah. them because they failed. And it was just like, oh, y'all turn y'all back on him because he failed. So now, all of a sudden, you feeling sorry for Drago. You're like, wait a minute.
You're rooting for them again.
Hold on, man. You killed Apollo Creed, but now I'm over here like, man, you know. They did you dirty, man, just because you lost. And then, and of course, Jonathan Majors would be first.
What's his dom?
Damian Anderson.
Damian. He was, man.
Yeah.
He was not nearly as exciting as Rock.
No, because that's just easy.
It's easy
that's super easy.
All right. Next up, we got the Mount Rushmore of comedians in dramatic roles. I don't even know if Mount Rushmore is enough. But we can try.
Okay.
So
comedians in dramatic roles.
Comedians in dramatic roles. We need the best four, the top four comedians in dramatic roles.
Robin Williams,
Good Will Hunting. That's what I was gonna say.
Out
That's
the
my
gate.
First.
Let's just cut the shit.
That you can't get him off.
Let's cut the shit right here. Right
he
now.
Not being funny.
Robin Williams could low key take up the whole Mount Rushmore by himself.
He if could, let him. But you can't because Eddie Murphy.
Society. Robin Williams, and Good Morning Vietnam.
He was a little funnier than that. He was
yelling. He was on the funny side.
Yeah. But Eddie Murphy as Jimmy Early,
yeah.
you won't take it from me.
Okay.
Because Eddie Murphy hit them like, he hit the down, the doldrums.
Yeah.
Upteen years of solid. Is it? It's full. It's dramatic. He's dramatic.
They kind of silly in that, though.
He has charisma, but it gets to the, like, the sad part.
It gets to the nitty gritty, but. He's silly in that. Jamie Foxx and Ray is solidified.
Okay, now that's...
Yeah.
He won an Oscar for that.
He on there.
Okay, I'll put Jamie there.
No question.
Literally, I still can't believe Jamie Foxx had Ray and Collateral in the same year.
Nominated for both.
That was... Collateral, for me, don't get talked about enough yeah. how good of a movie that
Collateral's
was.
Collateral's a good time.
Him and Tom Cruise... were equally matched acting wise.
Yeah, for sure.
In there,
Tom Cruise is good in that.
What? As an assassin yeah. with no.
Yeah. I don't buy them thwarting him in the end.
No, 1,000%. Like, that was like
what?
Tom Cruise should have won. Yeah. He should have killed Jamie Foxx and
won.
Walked out the street
for
bloody.
Sure.
And Jamie Foxx sure. should have never got
There's
the limousine.
There's no way Jamie Foxx is gonna beat an
it
assassin
like this. It took him three
like
murders to figure out what was happening.
No.
He throwing people out the windows. I was like, he looked like almost like an anime villain. Anime, they be having the blood on the face.
Yeah.
When he got shot and he came out with the blood with the gray hair,
right.
I was like, this There's nigga
no
not
way.
Finna die.
He was too efficient.
And it took him a
movie.
Long time to die on the train.
Mm-hmm.
When he got, she was still riding. He was.
Yeah. I mean, I know they had to do it, but we was like, nah, man.
If that movie ended with Tom Cruise winning, I'd have been like, this probably would have happened.
That's realistic.
They already told you the story of the other time that happened right. in his life. Like,
sorry, Jada. You were a mark.
I love that. My favorite part of that movie is when Tom Cruise told Jerry Fox, man, you ain't never finna open that limo business, man. Shut the hell up.
Hell no.
You ain't saving for no
he was
permit.
Bullshit. Tom was right.
He was.
People be bullshitting.
Jamie's like, I just got to get the permits. I got the insurance. Got to get the paperwork. He was like, man, you ain't doing nothing. You're going to be driving this taxi forever. If you wanted to do it, you would have did it. Jamie was like.
You would did it already.
You're right, man.
You would have done it.
I'm going to start driving hard now.
And people don't be wanting to hear it.
They don't want to hear it, but Jamie took it to heart. And he hoped he better had opened it up now.
Right there.
Come on, Tony, get it together.
My bad.
You're good now.
Boom. We back in business.
All right.
So we got Jamie and Ray. We got Robin Williams and Good Will Hunting.
Yep.
I like Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems a lot.
I
feel like
movie.
He got snubbed by the Oscars.
I wasn't thinking that, but that movie was a good time.
That's not his first foray in
no,
dramatic woods, but he was that movie right there.
That
he was great.
Booty cheeks clenched
Yeah, whole stress. Film.
That movie, I watched it by myself in Sacramento. Me and Tahir had a show that day, and I had my booty cheeks clenched because it's high octane to the very end.
Your nerves are on frazzle.
Dog, I was like,
Whiplash. Y'all some cold pieces, man.
Oh, this is it. You're right, Aaron. Monique and Precious.
Oh, well, then there we go. Eddie Murphy not making the cut.
This is what happens with the Oscars.
Eddie Murphy.
Hold on. Let me just write Monique.
Monique.
Okay, Eddie
Precious.
Murphy can't push Robin off of Goodwill Hunting.
Mm-mm.
It's not your fault. No, man. Get away from each other. Hey,
Robin Williams
not
is
your
solidified.
Fault. Hey, man. Don't do this to me, man. It's not your fault. Matt Damon broke.
Man.
I just watch that sometimes when I want to be sad.
Yeah.
I'd be like, it's not your fault. Don't do this to me.
Robin Williams.
He just kept getting close. It's not your fault. Hey.
Robin Williams is the blueprint for me for a comedic, a comedian doing dramatic roles. He's the blueprint.
What about Kevin Hart in
True Story?
In True Story,
or in the one with Bryan Cranston,
the other side, the upside.
Kevin was great in both of those.
I feel like we got to throw the honorable mentions for them.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not
making the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, because True Story is technically it's not a movie.
Yeah,
but it's a dramatic role.
Right.
But Kevin Hart in True Story was 100%.
Kevin Hart's best movies to me are True Story and The Upside.
Me too. As an actor, I was like, and I don't like. I think to me, other than those, I like him in Think Like a Man.
Oh, he was great in Think Like a Man.
He was perfectly slotted in Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
I feel like some movies sway too much of his comedic personality,
mm-hmm.
and they go into like zany and stuff.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And others like The Lift had like none of his comedic personality, but not dramatic enough to be like, oh, he's not playing that. He's just kind of in this weird in between space.
Yeah.
But
he was a scene stealer in Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man, he was perfect. Mm-hmm. Same thing with 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's in one scene.
Yeah.
And it's just up there right under Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't understand what you're saying. So I'm going to take it as disrespect.
Watch your mouth and help me with the set.
Dog. You want a nigga? Nigga here now. Gold.
He thought he was running things in smart tech. That whole exchange is just brilliance. I love it. This your man right here? This your man? All right, I'll come back. Both y'all niggas getting clapped up.
Like, I could see, I was like, he going to be a star.
Yeah.
So Kevin Hart, we're going to give him an honorable mention. And who's the other one we said? Eddie Murphy.
I feel like Jim Carrey should be in there.
Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Oh.
Eternal Sunshine.
I don't like that movie as much as everybody else, but I respect it.
Dramatic. Oh, snap. Whoopi Goldberg was a stand-up.
Whoopi Goldberg in The Color Purple.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, man.
Let's look back at this mountaintop.
All right, let's put the list up, man.
Let's look back
Hold
at
on.
The mountaintop.
All right, Adam Sandler's out.
I would replace. We'll take Adam out and
Adam's
put Whoopi
out.
In there.
Whoopi's got to go in. She deserved an Oscar for that.
She did.
You wouldn't even know she was a comedian ever. Yeah, she's not.
100%.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Yeah.
Your honorable mention.
Yeah. Whoopi got to be on there. Because that Color Purple performance was just perfect.
She was killing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right now we got Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. We got Jamie Foxx in Ray.
Mm-hmm.
We got Whoopi in Color Purple.
Yes.
We got Monique in Precious.
Yes.
Honorable mention, Second Mountain, Kevin Hart.
Are we doing Second Mountain?
In True Story.
Are we doing Second Mountain?
Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls and Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
No, Whoopi in Ghost, no. Uh-uh.
Did she win an Oscar for that?
She won an Oscar for it,
but
no.
It was a gimme back?
Yeah, that was a gimme back win.
Yeah.
She was good in Ghost, don't get me wrong. But Oscar, come on.
And Jim Carrey, he, low key, this is not a dramatic role, but Jim Carrey in Truman Show is a masterclass in his ability
mm-hmm.
of acting. It's not as like, when he was in The Mask, I was like, all right. I love Jim Carrey, but that zany was like,
I didn't like
it was wooga wooga, eyes.
Mm.
It was too much.
Mm.
Dumb and Dumber is like my favorite Jim Carrey movie. Cable Guy is also
I like Cable Guy more than most people.
No, I love it.
Yeah.
You like more than Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah.
What?
Dumb and Dumber for me.
You don't like Silly Man.
For me,
you don't like. You need to get a give up, and you always you like serious comedy. You need silly.
I'll say this. I am guilty of like. All right, if I feel like you trying to make me laugh, I'm gonna be like, you're trying too hard. And for me, it felt like Jim Carrey was always trying too hard. So initially, Ace Ventura, I was like, man, you doing too much. But then when I went back to Ace Ventura later, I was like, yo, this is funny. But the mask, I'll still to this day. Like, mask I don't is a fuck lot. With the mask.
the mask is a lot.
I recently watched Dumb and Dumber like a month ago.
Holds up.
And I was just like, all right, this is cool, but because I did a poll, which y'all like better, Dumb and Dumber or There's Something About Mary? And surprisingly, Dumb and Dumber won.
That shouldn't be a surprise.
I was like, man, There's Something About Mary is way funnier to me.
No, absolutely. I love There's Something About Mary.
Man, this
you forgetting how many funny things happen in Dumb and Dumber, Tone.
I just watched it.
Then you forgot since then.
I just watched it.
Our pets' heads are falling off. They taped a bird's head back. You can't triple stamp a double stamp. You can't triple. He peed. Jim Carrey had two gloves on. He's like, man, my hands are cold. Take this extra pair. He's like, you had two pairs? I said, it's the winter time. Like, come on, man.
Those is minimal laughs.
Nah,
man.
Big gulps, huh?
Come on, man.
Well, see you later.
Franks and Beans. He was masturbating.
Franks and
there's
Beans.
There's something about Mary. Waste no time with the jokes. This is in the beginning.
Frank to Beans.
How'd you get the beans about the Frank? What's going on, man? Everybody just coming. The fireman in the window. Take a look at what this numbnuts did. Holy shit. And he was just like, he was masturbating. He in the community yelling. Why is he yelling this?
Keith David was so funny.
Oh, my God.
Cameron Diaz with the nut in her hair.
Yes. And then the plot twist at the end, yeah, that's Brett a comedy. Favre. That's a comedy with a great ending.
It is. I love that movie. Don't get me wrong.
There's
Don't mistake.
Something about Mary is...
But Dumb and Dumber is funny, man.
It's funny, but it was all right.
Nah, man. I won't do this podcast with you. Take it back.
I wasn't laughing that hard, man. But There's Something About Mary is one of the best comedies
Ben
ever made.
Ben Stiller fits
to me.
Perfect in that.
Oh, he was great.
That is his thing. Low-key, you ain't watched... Apple Plus TV show that he's directing, executive producing.
Oh, no. I was wondering what
where they have
up
their
to.
Brand. They got one personality on the outside, another personality at work. Patreon, please help me.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller directed and executive producer, but he's not in it. Adam something's in it.
Adam Driver?
No.
Severance?
Severance!
Oh, Severance. That's Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller.
Oh, okay.
Produced and direct. You need to watch it, Tone.
Okay. You've been telling me about that for a minute.
You ain't been listening.
It's Ben Stiller, huh?
It's Ben Stiller.
Is he in it or just behind the scenes?
Just behind the scenes.
Okay.
But it's
good. He's been a behind the scenes type of guy for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so we feel strongly about that. I can't see Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, or Jim replacing Monique. That performance.
Yeah.
And Precious is.
Yeah.
It was Oscar. Hey, I mean,
y'all keep saying Mike Epps and Sparkle. No. I see y'all. No.
Nah.
Y'all can keep saying it, but no.
Nah, man. You good. I did like Jim Carrey and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but it's not the top four. Shoot, three of the four of these people won Oscars.
Yeah. And I don't care what anybody says, that Ghost Oscar was for The Color Purple.
Yeah. Right.
That Ghost Oscar was for The Color Purple. Nothing about that role in Ghost screams Oscar.
Nah,
win.
I get you. I'm with you.
She was a good time. She stole scenes, but it wasn't like Oscar worthy.
Is that You're in Danger Girl?
Yeah. That's Molly, that? You in Danger Girl.
Yeah. She was good.
She was really good.
She was
it. But
great.
Oscar?
Nah. Color Purple was a snub, which is that's my issue with the Oscars.
They was like,
stop
yo,
doing that.
We fumbled with The Color Purple. Here's your Oscar.
Yeah,
back.
Nah. All right, y'all. That's enough for today. We'll see you next week. This is a podcast disguised for me and Tony to talk about movies. We'll fit other stuff in, but we always going to figure out a way to talk about some movies. All right, we'll see you next time.